Road of Life, brought to you by Dove. D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Say, Mr. Collier, I have a BD story for you.
BD? Before Does?
Yes, back in the days when I didn't know does everything.
Before you found this new kind of soap is best.
That's right. Honestly, BD, before Does, I was ready to give up. You see, I'd just been married, and I wanted to be a model housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every wash day I worked like a dog over my linens, trying to get them white. And Jim's work clothes, oh, they were the limit. My own colored rayons got sadder every wash.
Well, no wonder you were ready to give up BD before Does. But now you've got the soap that's best, because D-U-Z does everything in your wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for dirty work clothes, and greater safety for those nice colors.
I'll say, you ought to see my towels, A-D, after dozing. Even my mother-in-law raves about how white they are.
There's no whiter wash to be had from any soap. How about those work clothes, A.D., after dozing?
Clean as rain. I'm all through with hard scrubbing.
There's no easier soap than Does for getting work clothes clean.
And my rayon undies look brighter after dozing.
Sure. Colors get extra safety with Does. You know, ladies, Does really does best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. This new kind of soap has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does.
Does everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Carol Brent has been in Reno, Nevada for some days now. Up to the moment, however, she's done nothing toward instituting divorce proceedings against her husband, Jim. Insofar as Carol is concerned, there's no special reason why she's not started the action. Nevertheless, something within her continually prevents her from starting the suit. Exactly what this something is may be difficult to define. One of the factors holding Carol back is what happened yesterday afternoon while she and Janie, her daughter, were walking through one of the side streets in Reno.
Cover your mouth with your hand when you yawn, Janie.
I did. The first and second and third time.
But this last time you didn't.
Uh-huh.
Why are you yawning so much? You just got up from a nap about an hour ago. Are you tired?
Uh-huh.
Then what's the matter, Janie?
Like Daddy.
You're what?
I yawn when there's nothing to do.
Oh.
That's what Daddy does. I remember one
piece of... Good heavens. Are you trying to tell me that you're bored, darling?
What's bored, Mommy?
Well, I'm afraid it's what you are.
What does it mean, Mommy?
I don't know how to explain it exactly. I suppose a person who's bored finds nothing's any fun. He doesn't enjoy himself, and he sits around and, well, he yawns and...
Oh, I see.
Would you like to go over to the park and play on the slides?
I don't care, Mommy.
If you're tired of walking, we could go back to the hotel and... Oh, I know what. We could buy popcorn and feed the pigeons.
All right. If you want to, Mommy.
Well, don't you want to?
I don't care. We did it yesterday, Mommy.
Yes, and you ate more popcorn than the pigeons.
That's because... Look at there, Mommy! Look at the big Donald Duck.
Where? Oh, you mean that sign.
He's so funny. Such a funny mouth and such a funny nose.
Yes, he's very sweet, Janie.
What's the writing under the picture, Mommy? Is that his name?
Well, in a way it is. It says the Donald Duck Nursery School.
See? Donald Duck, just like I said. I knew, didn't I, Mommy?
Nursery school. I should have thought of it long before this. Come on.
Where are we going, Mommy?
Into the Donald Duck Nursery. You're going to start school, young lady.
Oh, goody, 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 goody. Janie's going to school. Janie goes to school.
Don't run so fast, Janie. You'll trip on those stairs and fall.
No, I won't, Mommy. I'm careful.
Wait on the porch for me.
All right. Janie's going to school. Janie's going to school. Am I really going to school, Mommy?
Yes.
When?
Now. Step up, dear. That's it. Well, this looks like a private home, Janie.
It's like Grandma's.
Yes, isn't it?
Where's school, Mommy?
Well, it's probably in another section of the house. I suppose we should sit down and wait until someone comes.
How will the people know we're here?
Well, the bell over the door rang when we came in. They must have heard it.
Oh.
I sit in that little rocker, dear.
I'm scared, Mommy. Oh, my hand.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Why are you scared? I thought you wanted to go to school.
I changed my mind. Let's go, Mommy.
Don't you believe me, Janie? I told you there's nothing to be afraid of. It's fun to go to school.
Is it?
And just you wait and see.
All right, Mommy.
Why don't you sit down?
It's a pretty rocker.
Yes, isn't it?
You sit there and I'll sit here, Mommy.
All right. Comfortable?
Yes, Mommy. Let's play a game, shall we?
Well, suppose we play a game of thinking.
I've never played that thing.
Oh, it's very simple. You sit there and I sit here and neither of us can say a word.
What do we do?
We think.
About what, Mommy?
Oh, we think about things that have happened to us in the past.
Like what?
Like things we planned or hoped for. And then we try to think if they've worked out that way.
You like that game, Mommy?
Oh, yes.
All right. Then I'll play it with you. Mommy?
Look at her, Carol.
She belongs to us, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Our Janie. 3 months old.
She doesn't seem real. She's more like a doll.
When I was about 12, I had a doll much bigger than she is.
Aren't her hands beautiful?
Be careful. You'll wake her.
No, I won't. She's a sound sleeper, just like her dad.
Her hands are beautiful, Jim. Such long fingers. Do you think she'll be an artist?
An artist? You mean paint pictures?
Well, paint pictures or play the piano.
Oh, she'll do everything and do it well, too.
You're talking just like a father.
Oh, no. Even if she weren't my daughter, I'd have to admit that she's an exceptional child.
How can you tell?
Well, you've seen how strong she is. You've seen her hold on to one of my fingers, and look at all the trouble I had getting her to let go.
Don't all babies do that?
Well, not at 3 months.
Oh, she is adorable, Jim. She has your eyelashes. All the other girls will be jealous of her.
Oh, say, she'll be a beauty when she grows up.
Oh, I can hardly wait to see her at her first formal. I think long dresses do so much for a girl.
I don't know. All I can say is the fellow who marries her will certainly be a lucky one.
Oh, Jim, she's only an infant. You're talking about her marriage already.
That's true. I'm glad you reminded me. I'd actually started to worry about what kind of boy she'd pick.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that.
Only about 22 years.
Maybe only 18.
Oh, I hope not. I'd like to see her go to college first.
Let's not talk about Janie 20 years from now. Think of all the exciting things that'll come before she's old enough to go to college.
What?
Well, there's her first tooth.
Oh, yeah.
And then the first day she says, Dada.
You'll call me up, won't you, Carol? Even if I'm at the hospital, I want you to call me.
That won't be for a long time, darling.
Well, it may not take long. She's so remarkable all the way around, she'll probably say Dada any day.
Well, then I promise to call you, wherever you are.
Good.
What about the day she starts school?
Let's see. She'll be about 6 then, won't she?
Well, that's first grade. She'll really start in at the nursery school.
You mean kindergarten?
No, those are two different things. Nursery school is before kindergarten.
Oh.
You'll have to study up on those matters, Dr. Brandt.
Yeah, I guess I will. I like being a father, Carol. And I like being your husband.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, it's going to be so wonderful sharing all those experiences with Janie and you.
Would you like an invitation?
What kind?
Janie and I cordially invite you.
Did you consult Janie about this?
Oh, of course. We had a long talk after 10 o'clock bottle, and we decided that when Janie goes to school for the first time, you may come along.
No.
Yes. I remember distinctly. I was pinning on the second safety pin, and Janie looked up at me and said, "Mother, I just thought of something."
Oh, you're wonderful, Carol.
Shh, not so loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What about the invitation? Do you accept?
Well, I have to leave for the office now, but when your daughter wakes up, please thank her and tell her for me that I'd be more than glad to accompany her to school for the very first time. And also, tell her that I love her mother very much.
Mommy, someone's coming.
Oh, all right, dear.
How was your day?
What?
What did you think?
I thought of what I once imagined it would be like when you first started to school.
To the schoolmistress who had just entered the room, the sight of a woman dabbing at her eyes with a handkerchief was not unusual. She'd seen other mothers behaving like this many times before. But being a considerate person, it was her rule to turn aside. She waited until Carol had composed herself. It was the impression of the schoolmistress that the woman's eyes had filled with tears only because of the sentimentality of bringing her youngster to a new school in a strange city. She was, of course, mistaken. Carol was crying for a much deeper reason. It sometimes pays to change your mind. It certainly paid off for Mrs. Stein. She'd heard does his best. It does everything for you, in the wash and in the dishpan, too.
Yes, I'd heard it, I'll confess.
But you didn't believe it, eh, Mrs. S?
Not till my sister expressed her wishes for a box of does to do the dishes.
Uh-huh.
I thought she's fussy, but I'll try to please. Well, say I found dozing dishes a breeze.
Sure, does suds stand up till the last dish is done. You don't keep adding soap.
Dozing's fun. Those suds bounce up soon's I add the water. Bless my sister. I'm glad I got her. And how that does cuts grease. Why, say, there's no hard scouring any day.
Did you like the way does treats your hands?
Does leaves my hands so smooth, it's grand.
It's kinder than any other leading wash day soap.
Oh, I'll confess, I was an awful dope. But I'm dozing all my dishes now. Does sure does everything.
And how? So all you ladies, get in the swing. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D-U-Z Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.